because I think we've got him on the phone right now. Hey, Baz, good morning.
How are we, guys?
Hey,
we're
Baz.
Very good. Did you say hey, Daz, to Baz?
I said hey, Baz.
Hey, Baz.
Hey, Daz. Hey, Cindy. How are we today?
Yes, oh, we are good. And you're live from the kitchen table. Is that correct?
That's absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot on. You know, I made the effort to get up, to get and... to chat to you guys, because you know how much I love chatting to you guys.
Oh, that's lovely. So you're on holidays at the moment, Baz?
Certainly am, Daz. I've been pretty busy for the last 12 months, so I thought I'd take a little break just to recharge the batteries.
Good
been
on
a
you.
Fair bit going on over the last couple of months with you and your staff and the centres as well.
There certainly has. There certainly has. Been a lot of work been happening behind the scenes to make sure we continue on this journey. But before we talk about that,
yes,
I'm interested in the two of you. So following our discussion last Monday and the challenge that I set down to you guys, I'm just wondering, and I asked Mo to give you a buzz, but I haven't heard anything back. What's going on?
It's because we couldn't use the muscles in our mouth to speak.
Very much about preparation, you know us, Baz. So in the last week, I've been thoroughly preparing for the beginning this week. So I didn't really count last week.
Oh, it just did so. Preparing. So it absolutely did last Wednesday night, Baz.
Right.
Daz and I went in and saw Mo, and credit to him because he was extremely patient with us. I've discovered, I reckon, Daz talks a lot when he gets nervous. I mean, he talks a lot anyway.
I don't get nervous.
He didn't draw breath for the whole time we were there.
Gotta make it entertaining. Oh, stop me crying, Baz.
It was absolutely incredible. So Mo sat down with us. We did our full body scans.
Fantastic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That
was it?
Fantastic.
Fantastic wouldn't be a word that I would use to describe that experience.
But I will say it was a great experience. Mo made us feel extremely comfortable and took us through the results, really talked about what they were, what they meant, what we need to do to kind of change what was on that piece of paper. And then he kind of did some practice exercises with us just to see where we were both at. And let's just say you and I couldn't sit down for the next 2 days.
My legs are still aching. They still aren't. Just using muscles that you think you're using working out on a treadmill or something. But boy, oh boy, the squats are the ones that did me in. I still saw a week later. It's amazing.
So
fantastic.
We started our first personal training session on Friday morning, bright and early, 5:30 with PT Jordan. Wasn't he great, Daz?
He was great.
He was fantastic. And I'm not joking, we were like jelly legs. We couldn't walk out of there, Baz.
Look, I think that's good. But look, the fact is that you've set yourself a target. And so to reach that target, you know, you're putting yourself out there, which is fantastic, guys. And with exercise, there's a lot of, I think, misconceptions that you have to really hurt afterwards. You don't always have to do that, but you guys have set yourself a tough goal. Was that me that said such a tough goal? So that you guys have to... push hard.
We don't want to point the finger, but sorry.
Hey, so tell me about the full body scan.
Yep.
Like, this is sort of leading edge technology, and they're incredibly accurate, and they're not invasive at all.
No, not at all.
On a machine called the Evolt 360. So just talk to me. How did they do that full body scan?
So it's a fairly simple process where you just step up onto a scale type machine and you get your feet placed in the right spot. You've got a couple of handles that you hang on to so that the system is able to then go and do its stuff and scan you internally. So it's not only about your weight, but it's also what's happening inside your body as well, which is it can calculate the amount of calories that you would need to maintain or lose. One of the things that was the most important to us, I think we spoke about it afterwards, was the measurement of fat around your organs. Now, we have Dr. Paul coming in from HealthMint this morning too. He's going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. But that's a bit of a wake-up call, because as Mo said, and as what we didn't understand, Mo explained very well, that's the sort of stuff that nobody can see. We know how much we're carrying on the outside, whether it's through just doing a check in the mirror yourself or how tight your pants are, but you don't know what's happening inside. So I thought that was terrific to know. And it is confronting. You kind of know where you're at. We know that we've got some work to do, but it was actually the thing that was surprising is that you can actually get two type of reports too, Baz. You can get one report that is very private, and you get another report that's that's like broadcast to the entire centre. So I kind of got the one that was broadcast to everybody, and Cindy got the private one. So it was amazing how that can how the scan can actually do that as well.
Was that is that by our new internal PA system called the Cindy?
Yeah, no,
that was Mo.
It was
broadcast to everybody. Everybody in that centre knows me now. Here comes Fatty Boy. Fatty Boy's in the centre again. But so, no, it was great. It was very worthwhile. And look, even the PT session with Jordan, it was 30 minutes. Because that's all we had. We've got work commitments from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. But in that 30 minutes, in those short bursts of exercise that you do, we worked harder in that 30 minutes than an hour on a treadmill, working parts of our body that we haven't worked in the past. So it doesn't take a lot, but had impact.
I couldn't lift a pen. We were on air on Saturday morning, and my arms were so sore it hurt to actually use a pen. So well done, Jordan. Well played.
So latest research is showing it's that high intensity, short bursts of exercise. It's best for losing weight, Daz and Cindy. So Jordan, obviously, you know, like all of our PTs and all of our instructors, right up there with the latest trends and technology. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're feeling the benefits of it.
Well, it's
very much.
It's very, very hard. But the advantage is they are very short bursts. So you're literally doing 30 seconds at a time with a 5-second break. But
30 seconds on, with 10 seconds off.
So 10 seconds doesn't seem a lot, but 30 seconds goes very fast as well. So you're doing this very short burst stuff, which makes it easier to get through. So we've got a spin cycle
tonight.
Spin class? Spin cycle? Yes. Feel like I'd be in a spin cycle.
Yes, right. Tonight, no, spin and then, class.
And then back to PT sessions for the rest of the week. So it's going to be a tough week, this one. The first major full week of non-stop PT stuff.
Yep.
Oh, well done, guys. I think you'll enjoy the spin class. It's certainly something I like to get to as often as I can, and I haven't been able to do that recently. But the spin class is good fun. You've got the instructor up the front just leading you all the way. I'm sure you'll have a great time. And you work at your own rate, you know, own. Yeah, so you'll really enjoy it.
Fantastic. Now, Baz, you've got something else you want to talk to us about. It's been a long time in the making, and it's really exciting news. What's going on?
So, last November, City of Casey put out to tender the management of the Casey Arc, Casey Race, and Doveton Pool in the Park. They're the Casey Aquatics tender. And so, pretty much since last November, I've been working on this tender. It's a very, very important tender for us at the YMCA. And this required a massive document to be submitted in January, and then various interviews and presentations. And last Tuesday night, it went through council that the YMCA was successful in gaining that tender for another a minimum of 6 years, possibly 10 years. So we're really excited about this. As you know, we're very, very close at the YMCA to Casey and the Casey facilities, and they're really integral to our identity at the YMCA. So when this came out, it was a very hotly contested tender. And to be successful, I think is, for me, it's a real justification about all the work we have been doing, both inside the facilities and in the community as a whole. And, we were absolutely wrapped. It's a great win for us.
Well, we're absolutely wrapped for you as well, and congratulate you. We know ourselves personally what a difference that you make in the community to so many people right throughout. So for us, it was a no-brainer. For you, it was a little bit of sweat. But for us, we're over the moon for you.
Oh, look, thanks very much. And to be honest, I'd really like to thank you, Cindy, and 3SER 97.7, and of course yourself, Daz, but for helping us out in regards to acknowledging the fact that we do have a great partnership, and also we produced a video on our partners, and Cindy, you were front and centre and starred in that one.
It's a pleasure.
Just waiting for the invite to come for my part in the video.
You weren't invited. No. We wanted to win the tender, so that's why I did it. But no, it was my pleasure, Baz. Not a problem.
Okay. Daz, you know I love you. In a purely platonic manner, of course. But, there's some really exciting things, and in that video, you know, we've formed a great partnership, or will be forming a great partnership now with the Casey Demons Melbourne Football Club, and helping those guys out, and together we'll be running even more community programs. So, you know, we'll see the Melbourne Football Club boys and the Casey Demon boys at the centres, as well as some of their uniforms will take on board the Melbourne Football Club colours.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And what probably at least by the end of the year, if not by the 1st of July, you'll be seeing our staff in a brand new uniforms as well, as a way of refreshing, saying, yes, it is a new time, it's a new era, and we'll be calling ourselves the One Casey, and One Casey's about us, the YMCA, the community, all of our partners being involved together in the community. It's about working as one team with the city of Casey, but it's really about every single individual, every one person in Casey being able to experience the wonderful facilities that we have and being able to access them through various means. And, you know, you've heard of our charity, Open Doors. Mm. Well, we're going to rebrand that, relaunch that and extend that, and we're going to call that the Casey Care Foundation. So looking forward to that as well.
Wow, so many exciting things coming up. We're excited to be joining you on the journey and to be a part of it. We have got a lot of time for you guys. We absolutely love using your facilities, and we congratulate you guys once again.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Cindy, and thanks, Daz. Look, it is really exciting. It's all very say, yes, we want to tender, but the amount of time and effort that goes into these things, the working at weekends, late nights, early mornings is phenomenal. It wasn't just us. I'm sure it was all the people that put a tender in. So to win, it's really a marquee contract in Victoria because the two fabulous facilities of Ark and Race. So we are, as I said, incredibly excited.
Well done, Baz. Well done to everyone at the Y. And we look forward to chatting with you again same time next week.
Fantastic, Cindy. Look forward to it.
There he goes.
Good on you, Baz. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Daz.